black. And the Turks, they were supposed to be the white one, and they were, because look at the mid-oriental countries, and you will see all are southern and they are black. The Turks are the northern part and they have a whiter skin. But in the literature, when we say Turk and Zangi, we don't mean the Turk really, or the fellow from Ethiopia, which is Zanzibar or Zanzibar in the name. We mean black and white. We say the white fellow looks at the mirror and we find mirror white. The black fellow looks at the mirror and we find the mirror black. Mirror is just a mirror. Yes.
Your fear of death in fleeing is your fear of yourself. Take heed, O soul. 'Tis your ugly face, not the visage of death. Your spirit is like the tree and death the leaf. It has grown from you, whether it is good or evil. Every hidden thought of yours, foul or fair, is from yourself.
Okay, what is this all about? Look at it carefully and see how we will twist it here. First we will say, oh, you are running away from death, run away from yourself. Because when you are thinking about yourself, what do you see? You should see yourself, right? Okay, your death is good or bad. It depends on you. Because if you're a bad guy, your death is good. If you're a good guy, your death is bad. Isn't it? So it's you. And everything is growing from you. Do not blame outside. Do you remember we talked about this consequence, bada and badar, which means we always think that something bad is happening to me. We never say, I'm doing something bad to myself. I did bad thing, therefore bad thing is happening to me. Never. Something bad is happening to me, and I'm unlucky. And normally when we are looking at the negative side like this, when it comes to the positive side, I'm unlucky, some bad thing happened to me. When something good happens, I did it. I want the credit for it. I will not say it happened to me, just it happened that it was good. Have you seen anyone to thank God for what we get? No, we always look at the shortcomings. That part of it, because this logical stuff is going to do that. Here you will say, listen, good or bad doesn't exist. A living creature killed another one. Is it good or bad? How many times have I explained it to you? It's a tiger killing an impala. Is it good or bad? None. Because that leopard normally kills impala. I didn't say a leopard kill an elephant. I said impala. Because impala is the food of that god. Was it good or bad? I said, oh, it depends how I narrate it. If I talk about an impala who was having children every year, and that child was eaten by a tiger, and this year she has a child and she's trying to hide it here and there, and now is trying to say that child suddenly is killed by this tiger, so you know that child will die out of hunger and all that was negative, right? If we talk about the tiger having a child and not finding anything to eat, now she doesn't have the milk, and this was the first lucky strike and killed her. Was it good or bad? There is no good or bad. It depends on you. You are putting down the good or bad. Right? Before the human being, there was no responsibility. So there was no good or bad. We are here. We are the instrument who created good or bad, right? So what? So you should try to understand the real good or bad. Good or bad for me? That was for the animal. All the animals, they know it, right? None of them eats the poison, none of them risk the serious stuff. None of them even jumps from the cliff just to swim like the human beings do. They don't, because they know what's good for me. We are the only one who should think about what's good for we, not me. This is the difference. This is what he's trying to explain, that the good and bad is coming out of you. So you are the judge of it. Correct your good or bad. Because there are a lot of stuff that you think is bad, because it's bad for the animal, but it's good for the spirit. If I'm hungry and a good food is here, but I don't eat it, this is silly. No animal will do it, but me, I'm fasting. What it means, fasting? It means suffering. But I volunteer with that suffering because I know the goodness comes out of it in my spirit, not my body. I couldn't care less about this. That's the one. Yes?
If you are wounded by a thorn, you yourself have sown. And if you are in satin and silk, you yourself have spun.
Do you remember the ending of my favorite story? The thirsty fellow on the wall? All that, or these stuff that you put it down there. Therefore, you should cut it off. And the guy was saying, I will do it tomorrow. Do you remember all that? Here, he will remind you that. And he say, you know what? Whenever you're walking and something will bother you, don't blame the outside, because it's happening in you and you develop the seed inside you. So instead of looking outside and blaming everything, you should look inside and be responsible and blame yourself. Yes?
Know that the act is not of the same complexion as the requital. The service is no wise of the same complexion as the payment given.
Here you will go that, oh yes, I did this little stuff, but that biggest stuff happened. How do you call them little and big? How do you know what it is? Because the outcome of your deeds are not here yet, and you can never know what is the real outcome. Calculating it and say that, okay, this is it. No. First of all, the action you do and the outcome, they don't look alike. They could be very different. The action somebody did was sitting down and writing something. The outcome is a couple of centuries later, everybody is reading that. He couldn't know it. He couldn't really see it. Because there is no equality here. There is no rule. It's unlimited when we talk about the outcome. Yes?
The laborer's wage does not resemble the work, inasmuch as the latter is the accident, while the former is the substance and permanent. The former is wholly hardship and effort and sweat, while the latter is wholly silver and gold and trays. If suspicion falls upon you from some quarter, the person whom you wronged has invoked against you in an affliction. You say, I am free. I have not laid suspicion on anyone. You have committed another form of sin. You sowed the seed. How should the seed resemble the fruit?
You say, okay. There are times that here I would say, this kind of fellow is talking negative about you. And he says, I always didn't talk negative. I said, yes, you didn't. One of your action somewhere brought the negative stuff in the brain of other people. Then what? See? The outcome is not exactly. We are not talking about doing it and receiving that. Whatever you do, it has a chain of outcome which you cannot know it, even it doesn't look like what you think. Yes?
He committed adultery, and the penalty was 100 blows with a stick. When, says he, did I stretch anyone with wood?
Yeah, okay, that's simple. The guy has done adultery. Now they beat him. And you say, I didn't beat anyone. Then what? You made adultery, so we should make adultery with you? That's how it goes. It's not like that. Because your adultery was an action, a sexual action, that maybe both of you enjoyed it. But you're talking about the humanity here. You're only two. So the outcome is, yes, we beat the hell out of you because your action was very bad for the rest of the people. Yes?
Was not this infliction the penalty of that adultery? How should the stick resemble adultery in secret? How should the serpent resemble the rod, O Kalim? How should the pain resemble the remedy, O doctor? When you, instead of the rod, ejaculated semen, that became a fine figure. That semen of yours became a friend or a serpent. Why is this astonishment at the rod on your part? Does the semen at all resemble that child? Does the sugar cane at all resemble the candy?
You explained that adultery. When he talked about adultery, all of you thought about the quote-unquote rules and regulation and all that. I said, no. Let me explain it better. In that adultery, what do? You dropped your semen in a vagina. Okay? Then what? Then that woman is giving birth to the children. Then what? Who are those children? One of them became the serial killer. Now what do you think about it? The moment you were talking about it, you would say, I just had a sex, why are you beating me? The outcome could be that one. What about that? When? Because you don't know what's really the outcome. Because your semen doesn't look like children, does it? The real action doesn't look like the outcome. Yes?
When a man has sown a prostration or a genuflection, in yonder world his prostration becomes paradise.
What about that one? That the fellow will bow or will go to the ground and will have a very good outcome somewhere else. What's happening over there? This bowing, what is it? It's not very important, but what it does to me and kills my arrogance is the outcome. How about that one? This is what you don't think, because in the moment you look at someone doing something, you don't know that this deed is influencing something else. Yes?
When praise of God has flown from his mouth, the Lord of the daybreak fashions it into a bird of paradise. Your praise and glorification does not resemble the bird, though the bird's semen is wind and air. When altruism and almsgiving have grown up from your hand, this hand becomes on yonder side date palms and herbage.
Okay, stop it there because we're not going to finish the paragraph. We need to read it more carefully. Here it looks like he's playing with the words. But honestly, he told us he's trying to explain something which is not explainable really. He wants to let you have another vision. to not to really